This is Weekly Outlook for May 14th, 2012. The USDA's projection of U.S. and world corn and feed grain supply and demand conditions presented in the May WASDE report set the benchmark by which the corn market will judge unfolding events. Among the factors to be revealed over the next few months, two of the most important are the rate of domestic feed and residual use and the prospective size of the U.S. crop. Feed and residual use of corn during the current marketing year is projected at 4.55 billion bushels. Use during the first half of the year totaled 3.39 billion, so to reach the projection for the year, use during the last half will need to be 1.16 billion bushels, or about the same as consumed during that same period last year. The projected decline in the pace of feed and residual use is expected to come in the final quarter as a result of increased wheat feeding and the availability of more than the normal amount of new crop corn. Increased wheat feeding in the summer of 2011 was also expected, but did not occur. Early corn planting this year is expected to result in an early harvest of a larger percentage of the crop and additional consumption of new crop corn in August. The pace of maturity of the crop will provide a gauge of the amount of corn likely to be harvested in August. The estimate of June 1 corn stocks will provide for an estimate of feed and residual use during the third quarter of the year and the level of use needed in the fourth quarter to reach the USDA projection. A combination of large acreage and a projected record yield of 166 bushels are expected to result in a U.S. corn harvest of 14.79 billion bushels this fall. History suggests that a new record average yield will require below average summer temperatures and above average summer precipitation, such as occurred in 2004 and 2009. The USDA's June 30 acreage report will provide estimates of planted and harvested acreage. Ongoing weather conditions and the USDA's weekly report of crop conditions will provide the basis for yield projections prior to the August crop report. Another factor that will unfold over the next few months is the prospective size of the corn and feed grain crops in the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. The USDA projects larger corn crops than those of last year in China, Canada, Mexico, and the Ukraine. Production of all feed grains is expected to be larger in the EU, Canada, China, and Mexico. The largest increases in production, however, are expected in the Southern Hemisphere as production rebounds in Argentina and South Africa. Those prospects will unfold in late 2012 and early 2013. The first USDA forecasts for the 2012 marketing year are for record feed grain production outside the U.S. The size of those crops will influence export demand for U.S. corn, with Chinese demand to be of special interest. In addition to production prospects, the corn market will be influenced by the world economic and financial conditions as they impact consumer incomes and commodity demand. Domestically, the rate of implementation of 15% ethanol blends will also be important for corn demand as the blend wall for E10 rapidly approaches. Conditions are in place for a very large U.S. corn harvest, a return to more abundant stocks, and a return to lower prices. The magnitude of these changes is still to be determined and will unfold over an extended period. Even with higher average yields this year, substantially lower corn prices could have a disproportionately large impact on producer returns, as anecdotal evidence suggests that a relatively small portion of the 2012 crop has been forward priced at higher price levels.